Well, as we mentioned, we are going to Truth Squad some of the claims being made about healthcare. And for that, we're joined by Bill Adair. He's editor of the nonpartisan fact-checking website PolitiFact.com. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
And let's start with one claim we heard just now from Heather Liggett, that the healthcare bill allows illegals to get free medicine. True or false?
We gave that our lowest rating on our Truth-O-Meter, Pants on Fire. The claim specifically came from a chain email claiming that there is specific language in the bill that does that. And just to the contrary, there's language that says that undocumented aliens would not be eligible for the credits under this plan. So that one got a pants on fire.
Lots and lots of claims in this email that you mentioned. And here's another one, that in the health care bill, the Health Choices Commissioner will decide health benefits for you. You will have no choice. And that also from you got this pants on fire, right?
Yeah, it did. And this is... This chain email is very persuasive in many ways because it has specific language page numbers from the bill. But when you look at what it uses to back up a claim like that, it's just not true. There is a health commissioner that would be responsible for running the exchange under the main bills that have been discussed. But it's not like that person would say you couldn't get coverage or you could. That person would just be responsible to administer what the general standards were for the programs.
Let's talk about an ad that you have up on your website to Truth Squad. It's from the conservative anti-tax group, the Club for Growth, and we see an old man sitting next to a hospital bed. That's presumably his wife in the bed, and he is weeping.
$22,750. In England, government health officials decided that's how much 6 months of life is worth. Under their socialized system, if a medical treatment costs more, you're out of luck.
And it goes on to say, tell your congressman to oppose government-run health care. What's going on here?
Well, it's a little bit of sleight of hand. They're attempting to liken the U.S. plan to the British system. They actually pretty accurately describe the British system, but it is not accurate to say that's what the healthcare reform bills would create. It's not like any of the bills specify this kind of a cost of a human life or a limitation on treatment. So we gave that one a false on our Truth-O-Meter.
Let's talk about what's coming from the other side, from the Democrats. And you do have a statement from a Democratic congressman, Russ Carnahan of Missouri. He said that the Congressional Budget Office said that the current plan would create a $6 billion surplus over 10 years. You say false, that would take some very, very creative math.
Yeah, that really was a little bit of budget trickery there. He is wrong that the CBO said this. The CBO said that the health care plan would post a deficit of something like $239 billion, something like that. And what he's doing is including some other numbers to try to erase that and actually make it look like a $6 billion surplus. But that's not what the CBO said.
You know, I'm sitting here, Bill, looking through your website and this Truth-O-Meter we've been talking about, and it does seem there's a lot of misinformation out there. Most of it, according to your website, coming from those opposed to the health care bill.
I think the reason for that is that's where the real strong provocative claims have been. Now, the Democrats have made their share of mistakes. You mentioned the one about the cost of the health care plan. President Obama made one that we rated false when he claimed that the insurance companies were making record profits. That's not the case. But I think much of the dialogue is being set by the critics who are making some very strong claims about this. And when we check them out, we find that many of them are either exaggerated or completely false.
Bill Adair is the editor of PolitiFact.com. Thanks for coming in.
Thanks.